Jeff Kelly is a reporter for the Investigative Post. You can find his work at investigativepost.org. And Jeff, you have a new story up showing some of the difficulties that the district has had connecting students to the internet.
Yeah, it's a story that's been actually going on for about a year and a half. We started covering it in April. That 2 years ago, the district, before COVID, the district was trying to address the issue of the digital divide, of the lack of connectivity in some poor city neighborhoods. And they undertook this project with a company called Harp Data to provide free wireless to some of a couple of the neediest neighborhoods in the city. Problem was that company had lots of problems, capacity problems, legal problems, financial problems, that drew red flags from top district officials not long after the contract was awarded. And the contract was months behind very quickly. By the time COVID hit and the project became sort of essential because all learning was shifting to the classroom, and you had all these kids at home without stable connections, without connections their families could afford, the project was practically dead in the water, and it's remained there ever since. And last week, the district finally mailed a letter to this company, Harp Data, saying, listen, you haven't performed. We're canceling this $1.3 million contract with you.
So, Jeff, who's stepping in to pick up the slack for all these students?
Well, because the issue became immediately important in March, the district was forced to scramble because this contract wasn't panning out. And so, happily, they were able to partner with Spectrum. They got some money from the Buffalo Bills. And now they are providing 6 months free wireless through Spectrum, hardwired into many of the same neighborhoods and households that this Harp Data project was intended to serve originally. Now, it's free to the users. It's not totally free. Spectrum is being paid thanks to a grant from the Buffalo Bills. But to some degree, the issue, that project is being rolled out now. And so to some degree, the issue is being addressed, but no thanks to this project. What it didn't in the end cost the district a great deal of money, the failure of this project, but it did cost them a great deal of time.
All right. Well, we appreciate the reporting and you joining us this morning. If you want to read the full story, you can do so at investigativepost.org. That's Jeff Kelly joining us live.